bit by bit, putting it together, piece by piece. Only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a lot of earnest conversation.
But without the proper preparation,
having just the vision's no solution.
Everything depends on execution.
The art of making art is putting it together,
bit by bit,
note by note, working on projection. Lips, teeth, throat, looking for a moment to inhale, keeping the emotional connection even when your fellow actors fail.
Pointing up the subtext by inflection,
helping your director reach perfection,
even though you have a strong objection to the way she's handling the direction. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale. Have to hold to your vision. Even when you're feeling apprehensive, that you're looking bland and inoffensive,
and you wish your wardrobe was extensive,
don't forget that spangles are expensive.
The light, love. A little to the right, love. It isn't very bright, love. And must it be so tight, love? He does that every night.
Beat by beat, losing inhibition.
Head, hands, feet, trying to relax but not too much.
Trying to lay out the exposition but without exposing it as such.
Trying to perform but not audition. Trying to establish recognition. Trying to persuade the electrician that he should destroy the competition.
Aha. Art isn't easy, not easy. Every word, every line, every glance, every movement to improve and refine. Putting it together, piece by piece, working on the vision night and day. But it takes its time and perseverance, dealing with details along the way,
dealing with producers' interference,
waiting for the author's disappearance,
filling up the holes with animation,
covering the flaws in the construction,
lacking any scenic ostentation.
This is not a Macintosh production.
Finding every tiny syncopation, in the tiny orchestration,
working for a tiny compensation, hoping for a thunder or salvation. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, part by part, fit by fit, start by start, stride by stride, kick by kick, glide by glide, stick by stick, side by side, by side, by side, by side, by side. And that is the state of the art.
Putting It Together by Stephen Sondheim, originally from Sunday in the Park with George. It is also the title song, so to speak, from a Stephen Sondheim review. Putting It Together, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and books by himself, book by himself and Julie McKenzie. And Putting It Together is the first production this summer by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana, and it opens on Thursday. That is our focus on today's Live and Local. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us today. And thanks to folks from the station who are joining us live in our studio for a preview of this production. That's a cast of eight plus a stage director, not in the cast. There is a musical director who is in the cast, so he counts in that eight. And of those eight, we have four with us on the program today. Kent Conrad is music director and is in the production. Nicole Morgan also, Kyle Thomas, Cara Morisi, and director Tom Mitchell. Tom, thanks for bringing in the crew.
Happy to be here.
And welcome back to the show. I guess welcome back to everybody. Everybody's been on this show multiple times, I think. with no exceptions. Yeah, so it's great, great to have old friends, as is something of a theme of the production, and that's in fact the song it ends with. In any event, so first production of the summer. Tom, did you choose this show, or was it chosen for you?
I chose the show. Yes.
And why?
Well, my feeling about the summertime at the station is it's hot outside and everybody's ready for some entertainment and just relaxation. And a musical review like this seems to fit the bill. So I was looking for a musical review that would work in the small confines of the station theater. And there are about six or seven different Sondheim reviews. The station long ago did Side by Side by Sondheim, which was the first of those. And Putting It Together is kind of a follow-up to it, to that. It uses the music from his later musicals, so brings things a little more up to date. And it seemed like the most fitting kind of piece. It is set up kind of like a cocktail party. There's not a lot of time spent like informing the audience about Sondheim's career. We don't have any of that. We just see this group of people interacting through music. Relationships are created and relationships tested, all in a really sort of well-paced, interesting, variety-filled evening of classy music.
You said there are several Sondheim reviews. Like this one, did he participate in the creation of all of them?
I don't know that he did in all of them, but in a couple. Yeah.
But definitely in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, at least according to your publicity material, one of the hallmarks of this one, as opposed to many musical reviews, is there's actually a story, whereas so many of them, the songs are just an excuse
right.
to have a show.
Right.
And I suppose that's true for this also, but somehow there's also a story.
It's not a deep story, but it's you trace the relationships between actually five couples. There's 10 performers altogether in the show. Of different ages, and you see those relationships at this, as if at this cocktail party or this evening, as the relationships are sort of, some are not going so well, some develop better than others. And it comes to a really nice conclusion by the end.
Does that necessarily imply that all the relationships come together?
There's some putting it together.
You said there's a cast of 10 here, but the cast lists that I've seen from other productions there's typically 5.
Right. When this was first written, it was written in part as a star vehicle. Julie Andrews was featured in one of the productions of this, and Carol Burnett featured in another, and Diana Rigg in the London production. So, yes, it focus on a fewer number of performers. And I thought, for one thing, for this summer, there were more people. There were more than 5 people that I wanted to work with. So I was able to get 10 really wonderful performers together. But also I thought this would, we put it together pretty quickly. And so to reduce the load of music that had to be learned by each individual performer, we spread it out over 10 singers instead of 5. And also just not to tax voices quite so much in this summer, 3-week summer run.
So do you have each role in the original played by 2 people essentially, or is it not
sort
that
sort of split up and scattered around? And the interesting thing is the way that these songs work and the nature of this, the characters and relationships developed depending on the songs that are sung and who they're singing to and so forth. And it worked out really well. So you just have this wider range of characters and partners in the whole thing.
You didn't have to do renaming or rewriting
of the script or anything
like that. The song list I'm looking at identifies the characters without any name.
Right, right.
The wife, the husband, the observer.
Yes, yeah.
So...
It's not quite that. It's It will be a great discovery for folks who come to see this. It is easy. I mean, it's pretty easy to see what the relationships are and what's going on. And it's very satisfying, I think, to see how they grow and change.
Why don't we hear the first of our offerings today? I know your plan is to share quite a few songs that are going to be in here. And I see Kara Morisi stepping up to the... And I always forget. Did I say it right? You say Morisi?
Yeah,
all right,
that's
not
right.
Morizzi in the Italian way. Stepping up to the microphone here. This is one of two songs that we're going to hear today. I think it comes from Dick Tracy.
Right.
To be honest, I didn't even know Sondheim wrote music
yes.
for that.
Yes.
I did either.
You didn't either?
And I'm singing one of the songs.
Oh, you are? Wow. Well, that you had to learn.
Yes.
At what point in the show does this song come up, and can you sort of set up why it comes up?
Well, this comes up towards the beginning. It's not one of the first things you'll see, but it's in Act One. And there have been a lot of songs sort of about wanting relationships to happen and different perspectives about that. And so this is one woman's plight to get the man of her dreams. So this is just an excerpt from Sooner or Later. Sooner or later you're gonna be mine. Sooner or later you're gonna be fine. Baby, it's time that you faced it. I always get my man. Sooner or later you're gonna decide. Sooner or later, there's nowhere to hide. Baby, it's time, so I waste it on chatter. Let's settle the matter. Baby, you're mine on a platter. I always get my man.
Sooner or Later from Dick Tracy, as used in the review of Stephen Sondheim songs, putting it together. Kara Morisi and Kent Conrad at the piano here on Live and Local. The Station Theater in Urbana is performing this piece, opening Thursday, continuing through Saturday, June the 21st, with Dark Nights being Monday and Tuesday. So no shows on Monday, Tuesday, and no show on the final Sunday. All the performances are at 8 o'clock. And do you have a sense, Tom Mitchell, of why these particular songs were chosen? I mean, do you know if Sondheim and Julia McKenzie started with a song list and said, how are we going to fit these in? Or you look like I'm asking a question that
I don't really know. I don't know that, but they do. It seems to me they show a different side of what Sondheim, how he writes, different than Side by Side by Sondheim, that earlier review. A lot of these songs are jazzier, like Sooner or Later. They have some of that quality. There's a number of them that are, I think, musically more challenging than music that comes from his earlier work. And we'll hear some of that in a few of the songs we're doing today.
And is that simply because they come later in his output?
I think it's part of that. He wrote a number of things that were the pieces themselves were challenging and not even terribly successful, but the music is always very respectable. And when it's put together in an evening like this, I think you really come to appreciate Sondheim as lyricist. He's so very witty, and as a musician also. Some of the tunes are glorious and beautiful melodies. Others are sort of discordant and rhythmically challenging. And so there's a lot of variety in the review.
And many songs, so many of Sondheim's songs are sort of Sondheim's version of patter songs.
Yes,
I suppose,
yeah.
Where they, the, I don't know how you get all the words in, much less remember the right rhymes in the right places in the song.
Yes.
Kyle, you're laughing. Is this you're familiar with this
Well, you're going to hear one. It's just like that here in just a second.
Did I just jinx you by any chance?
Maybe. Maybe. One of the songs that I sing that I'll be doing here in just a moment is Buddy's Blues, and it moves very quickly. And the musical phrases are all very similar, but the lyrics change very slightly at times, and it's difficult to remember okay, which rhyme am I on? Which spot do I sing this particular combination of words versus earlier in the song and that kind of stuff? So it's easy to get confused.
Do you have a technique, either you or anybody, for remembering things like that?
Practice. Just like going through it as much as possible is the best way. Sometimes the context can be really helpful, but with a show like this where you have songs that some songs you recognize and you're familiar with from the original musical, you kind of have to divorce that context from it a little bit and bring in your own interpretation with this kind of musical, because we're putting it together, to use that phrase again, but we're building the context ourselves as performers and actors, because it's not really given for us in great amounts of dialogue and exposition and those sorts of things like you would get in a more traditional musical.
One of the things I wondered about the song selection is whether the songs as placed in this musical had a similar context at all in the musicals from which they came, or are they completely lifted out and that you wouldn't, you know, the situations are quite different from the original show to where they're used here?
I think they're similar. In for instance, Hello Little Girl, that comes from
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods, where it's the wolf chasing Red Riding Hood. Here, it's a sort of lecherous old guy chasing a cute young thing. And so there's similarity, but we've moved things from the original setting.
So things like that.
Yeah.
So, for example, are we going to hear, Kyle, yours next?
Sure, yes.
Are you familiar with what are we doing? They came originally from
Follies.
Yes. What's the context in that show, and then what's the context here?
I've actually never seen Follies. I hate to admit it. So I don't really know the original context for this song.
Kent, you know? Kent knows everything about musicals. I just assume.
It's, you know, in the context of this review, Buddy's Blues is this sort of comic foil to the song that just preceded it, which is a trio, There's Always a Woman. And so, and then it's sort of a little bit of comic relief coming after that song, because that song with this trio is just so acerbic and nasty. And in a way, Buddy's Blues, I think, is like almost like a comic palate cleanser for yes. This nastiness that just took place right before it. So,
is it sort of a similar situation to what happens in Follies?
I think so too. I think maybe that is a quality in Sondheim's musicals, where there's sort of this buildup of negative emotion, and then there's something that diffuses it. And as Tom was saying, the way this show is structured, with these couples, there's moments of animosity and antagonism between the couples, but then there is a resolution at the end. It's not a perfect resolution, but there's sort of detente or peace that is established, at least amongst all the couples.
That sounds like real life.
Surprisingly.
More or less. Kyle Thomas, in the role of whom? Who?
Somebody. Well, it's Buddy's Blues, so maybe I'm Buddy at the moment. All right. But I'm feeding off of some of the earlier things. Stephanie Swearingen, who I'm coupled with in the show, we've discussed a lot about what our characters are doing throughout the piece, the arcs of the characters, where they're going. And so I kind of see this as a bit of a expression about my experience with that relationship and the way that I, as a person or as a character, experience these relationships, that Whenever someone's not interested, I'm interested. Whenever they are interested, I'm not interested
anymore. Oh, there are people like that. Yeah. From the musical review called Putting It Together, which is happening at the Station Theater in Urbana starting Thursday, we're live on Live and Local.
I've got those. God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do. I'll see you later. Blues. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling. That if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with this stuff? Those don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feelings. Those tell me that you love me. Oh, you did. I gotta run now. Blues. She says she really loves me, I love you. She says she really cares, I care, I care. She says that I'm her hero, my hero. She says I'm perfect, she swears. You're perfect, gosh darn it. She says that if we parted, she says that she'd be sick, bleh. She says she's mine forever, forever. She says, I gotta get out of here quick. I've got those. Whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know, blues? That why do you keep telling me I stink when I adore you, feeling? That say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss your behind. Those you say I'm terrific, but your taste was always rotten. Feelings. Those go away, I need you. Come to me, I'll kill you. Darling, I'll do anything to keep me with you till you tell me that you love me. Oh, you did, now beat it, will you? Blues.
Oh, there are worse songs by Sondheim for words. sounded like you got them all.
I try.
Yeah? You didn't fake it.
No, not this time.
You did get it. Okay, not this time. Kyle Thomas from Putting It Together by Sondheim and Kent Conrad at the keyboard. Kent is the music director for this production by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater. And you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where our programs are supported by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering over 1,000 contemporary and traditional guaranteed hand-knotted rugs made of pure wool or silk pile. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign. I'm Kevin Kelly, and it's always fun to have really good singers in here, and it's amazing, I think, the number of fine singers there are in Champaign-Urbana, but perhaps not surprising because we have the university here. There are a number of theater companies that do musicals, not only immediately in Champaign-Urbana, but, of course, throughout our listening area. So I'm curious, Tom, and I presume Kent, how you went about assembling the cast for this one. Was it an audition situation? Did you just pick some of your favorite singers?
We did. It was sort of that we picked. That I reached out to folks that I'd worked with before or folks who I'd heard and wanted to work with. And Kent also brought some of his friends and folks in. So it was gathering this group and then fitting them to the characters, fitting the songs to the people that we had.
I don't know. Or do we have anybody in here who's on the sort of organizing body involved with the Station Theater, if there is such a thing?
My wife's on that body, so I hear about it.
Yeah, Joy Hofsummer. Is that kind of how shows at the station typically go? Because
no, I'd say usually that there are auditions.
Yeah.
For most of the shows, there's open auditions. This partly we were a little bit late in making plans and getting things ready to go so that we could get into rehearsal and be ready to open by June the 5th. So gathering a company this way was a little bit we were able to do it a little faster.
I mean, I ask for two reasons. One is that it's called the Celebration Company, mm-hmm. which sort of implies there is a company mm-hmm. of players. And the other is that just over the years of my seeing shows off and on from the company at the Station Theater, there are certainly actors who show up with some regularity, and then some are in for a while and then aren't in any shows at all for a while. And I just sort of wondered if it was one of those pool situations where you pull from the pool mm-hmm. as needed.
Well, this group, I think there's at least four, maybe five performers who've never performed at the Station. So
Kyle, you're...
Yes, this is my first show at the Station.
And Nicole
This is
also?
My first show as well.
Oh, all right.
And my first also.
Oh, well, then we've got three of at least the four of them right here. Right. I know Kara has been in things there before. Well, who's up next?
That would be me.
That would be Kent.
Yes.
Kent gets to sing and play. And Nicole was up for, I'm told, a sound effect moment.
That's correct.
More alike, yes.
Yeah. So what's, same question, what's the context for this song? It's called Bang.
Well, the interesting thing with this song is this is was originally written for A Little Night Music, but it did not make it to the final production.
Oh, really?
It was written as a song for Baron Arnfeld, but for whatever reasons, it was cut. And so when Sondheim was putting this music together for this review, chose this. And it's a great song because basically it's about the war between the sexes. And the lyrics are talking about the interaction between a man and a woman in militaristic terms. And what's wonderful, the way Tom has staged it is, as I'm singing this, Kara and another cast member, Lee Steiner, are acting out sort of daily sort of scenes of a man and a woman, you know, involving Kara doing a lot of like rummaging through her purse kind of things. So there's these heightened lyrics about this sort of pugnacious quality, this physicality, and then it's set against this really prosaic reality of this, you know, day-to-day relationship. And then Nicole is my partner in the show, and so she's my foil, and she gets excited throughout the course of my song, and her contribution then is at certain selected moments to utter the word bang.
Hence the name of the song.
Yes.
All right, Kent Conrad and eventually Nicole Morgan, or repeatedly, I don't know the song, so we'll find out.
The battle rages, whatever ground he gains, he fortifies remorselessly. The foe engages by shifting the terrain. How pitiful to be a woman. Attack.
Bang.
Retreat.
Bang.
Lay back.
Bang.
Reform.
Bang, bang.
Outflank.
Bang.
Deplete.
Bang.
Move up and then restore.
Bang, bang.
The siege succeeding.
Bang.
The time grows shorter.
Bang.
She lies there pleading.
Bang.
He gives no quarter.
Bang.
Flurry at the elbow, salvo at the knee.
Bang.
Fuselage at breast and thigh.
Bang, bang, bang.
Then when she's exhausted, bang, a fresh sortie.
Bang.
He tastes the conquest.
Bang.
The taste is sweet.
Bang, bang.
She lays her arms down, welcoming defeat.
Bang, bang.
Both sides content.
Bang.
Secure
bang.
Positions.
Bang, bang, bang.
Our passion spent.
Bang.
Discuss
bang.
Conditions. How terrible.
Bang.
How pitiful.
Bang.
How glorious to be a woman. He is a peacock. She keeps forgetting the quarry senses, a momentary pang. It's all so foolish. Why are they sweating? The war commences.
Bang!
And that's that. Kent Conrad singing and the playing with Nicole Morgan interjecting. From Putting It Together, a Sondheim review, originally sort of from a little Night Music. Are there other songs in the show that never actually made it into their respective original shows?
I think this may be the only
I
one.
I think so.
I wonder if he does that in some of the other reviews, sort of sees it as a an opportunity to
recycle,
to raid the cutting room floor for stuff that he thought should have been, you know, should have gotten used sometime or another.
This, we do have that song "Marry Me a Little," that was, I think he wrote originally for Company, but it wasn't in the original production of Company, and then it was in "Marry Me a Little," which was another review show, but then it was put back into the revival of Company. So it's a beautiful song, "Marry Me a Little."
I'm curious how many of you have actually been in other Sondheim, shows yourselves. Nobody.
I have music directed a Sondheim show. I did "Into the Woods" with CUTC.
Champagne Urbana Theater Company.
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody's been in a Sondheim show, really, Kent.
No.
Musically directed them, but never been on stage.
Wow, how has that happened? I wonder if that'd be true for the other four performers. Be interested to find out. Well, then I can't ask what my next question, because you can't answer it. I was just curious to know what if the way he set up the book for this one, if it feels like a Sondheim show, or to just feel like a different sort of show with Sondheim songs.
But, and probably Kent would say the same. I don't know. I mean, music directing standpoint, I would say yes, because I think it's very clear when you hear a Sondheim song that it's Sondheim. As Kyle said, he uses very tricky lyrics by using the same things but changing the rhyme slightly. If there's a patter, it's slightly changed, but it's usually the same. Modulating to six different keys, you know, things like that, where it is a little bit more challenging for the performer to do. But I feel like I'm in a very Sondheim show. I feel like it's not just a bunch of music thrown together into a review. I feel like it's a cohesive story, music specifically written by Sondheim.
And I wonder whether, and again, maybe you too, since you have musically directed other Sondheim shows, whether that's because Sondheim is pretty consistent in his style. I know Tom referred earlier to some changes between an older review and this one, for example. But do his shows tend to have stylistic similarities within the shows? Did you follow that? I did, but it doesn't mean that I got the question out right.
Well, it's, you know, I think, for example, like a musical like Sunday in the Park with George, the quality of that music, there's a very kinetic quality to the score in practically every number. And then if you compare that with a show like Follies, where given the subject matter of the show, this reunion of chorus girls, then it is more of that, boom chick kind of, 1930s, quality of rhythm. So I think he does, whatever the subject matter is of the show, that there is sort of a sound environment that he creates that's unique for each show.
And as we were talking earlier, there certainly are types of songs, as I suppose with Gilbert and Sullivan, where you'll have certain types of songs that do show up in many Sondheim musicals. But what sort of song have we got to continue with here?
Oh, this is another song from Dick Tracy. It's called "More."
And the context?
The context is, as Kent had said, I am partnered with him, and we have kind of talked a little bit about our partnership, and it feels a little bit more like he's my sugar daddy, I guess. He's very wealthy, and I feel like in this song, I talk about how I have rhythm and music and love, and I had all of that before, but now I have so much more. And so it kind of plays back and forth between, does she want more things, as in like materialistic things, or is it enough to have the love and the rhythm and the music in it? So she kind of goes, I think, back and forth between the two.
And do you answer the question during the course of the song?
I think that she always is looking for more. I think at the end of the song, she says more, more, more. So
of which variety?
If it's either from her partner, or if she needs to, leave her partner to find something that she needs, I think she's not afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that plays out as the show goes,
yes,
as long as you go see the show, which gives me a chance to remind listeners that we are talking about the Station Theater's production of Putting It Together, which opens in Urbana on Thursday and continues through June 21st. We're live on Live and Local.
I got rhythm, music too, just as much as before. Got my guy and my sky a blue. Now, however, I own the view. More is better than nothing true, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Nothing's better than more. One is fun, but why not two? And if you like two, might as well have four. And if you like four, why not a few? Why not a slew more? If you like a little, why not a lot? Add a bit of it'll get you to the oodle. Every jot of tittle, add to the pot. Soon you get a kid as well as a cadoodle. More! Never say when, never stop for plenty. If it's gonna rain, let it pour. Happy with 10, happier with 20. If you like a penny, would you like a many much more? Or does that sound too greedy? That's not greed, no indeedy. That's just stocking the store. Gotta fill your cupboards, remember Mother Hubbard. More, more. Each possession you possess helps your spirits to soar. That's what's soothing about excess. Never settle for something less. Something's better than nothing, yes, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Except except once you have it all, you may find all else a bore. Things are bliss. There's one thing you've missed, and that's more. More, more, more.
Nicole Morgan with Kent Conrad at the keyboard from Putting It Together, a Stephen Sondheim review, which opens at the Station Theater on Thursday. And I'll just mention another event coming up at the station in about 10 days, I guess. On Saturday, June 14th, they'll host their annual summer benefit. And there'll be some food and live music at the home of the station's artistic director, Rick Orr, followed by a performance of Putting It Together at the station. With dessert and champagne at the intermission. So if you want more information about that, you can call the Station Theater at area 217-384-4000. You can, of course, also call that number if you want tickets to either Putting It Together or the other two productions this summer, which are Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo.
No. No longer. That's been changed.
Oh, really?
It is Orphans. The play, that second play now is Orphans.
Okay, I'm going to write
that
in.
That's a news flash.
Is that a recent news flash?
Fairly recent.
I haven't got that press release yet. Then is the final production this summer still 4,000 Miles?
Yes, it is.
By Amy Herzog. Okay. So quite a variety described here. Well, it was described as a classic musical review. That's this one. Mm-hmm. And then was the one that got crossed off the provocative Pulitzer Prize finalist?
Yes. Okay. Bengal Tigers crossed off.
So how would we characterize Orphans?
Orphans is a three-character play by Lyle Kessler. It's a comic drama, tension between two young men and an older fellow.
But no Pulitzer Prize.
I don't think so.
That we know. Okay.
And there was a recent revival of that with Alec Baldwin.
Okay. And he of recently in trouble with the police in New York City again, as I understand. And then the warm-hearted drama is 4,000.
Yes.
For more information on all these productions, you can go to stationtheater.com or their Facebook page as well, The Station Theater. Thanks to Tom Mitchell and Kent Conrad and Nicole Morgan, Kyle Thomas, Cara Morisi, very much for coming in today and giving us a preview of Putting It Together. It runs through June the 21st. All shows are at 8 o'clock. And again, go to the website for more information and to order your tickets. Let's go out with we started with the first song that happens to be in this show. We'll go out with the last. It's originally was in Merrily We Roll Along. It's called Old Friends.
Here's to us, who's like us? Damn few. Are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us, who's like us, damn few. So, old friends, fill me in slow. Old friend, start from hello. Old friend, I want the when, where, and how. Old friends do tend to become old habit. Never knew how much I missed you till now. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made. Some of them were something too. But us, old friends, what's to discuss? Old friends, tell you something. Good friends point out your lies, whereas old friends live and let live.
Good friends like and advise, whereas old friends love and forgive.
And old friends let you go your own way.
Help find your own way.
You're wrong.
When you're wrong,
right or wrong, the point is old friends shouldn't care if you're wrong.
Should, but not for too long.
What's too long?
If you're wrong,
when you're wrong.
The thing is, old friends do leave their brands on you, but old friends shouldn't compete.
Old friends don't make demands on you.
Should make demands on you.
Well, don't make demands you can't meet.
Well, what's the point of demands you can't meet?
Well, there's a time for demands, whether you meet.
Listen, if he was right, I'd be the first 3 minutes. You know the last time you were right, but it was like it's 1950s.
Hey, old friends, how do we stay? Old friends, who is to stay? Old friends, how an old friendship survive. One day chums having a laugh a minute. One day comes and they're a part of your lives. New friends pour through the revolving door. Maybe there's one that's more. If you find one that'll do. But us old friends, what's to discuss? Old friends, here's to us, like us. Two old friends, humor won't do. Old friends, gotta have two old friends helping you balance along. One upbraids you for your faults and fancies. One persuades you that the other one's wrong. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, perfect as long as they do. But us old friends, what's to discuss? Old friends,
That music originally from Merrily We Roll Along. It all closes out the review called Putting It Together, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Live and Local today is supported in part by the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate your joining us today. Here's some music that represents four folks who've been on the radio show in the past couple of years and have all performed in, I think, as presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. This is a CD called Berry Mania, a reference to the songs of Lou and Peter Berryman, as sung by Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson. This is the opening track from this CD. It's called It's Better Than That.
I got a flash for you kids who think adults are lucky. Own their own cars and everything's just ducky. Going to bed whenever they want to. If that's what you think, I've got a flash for you. It's better than that. Take Saturday and multiply it. Times 54, add 30 more. It's better than that. We have a chocolate eclair about as big as your head. Way before noon, before we get out of bed. We do things you're not allowed to do. And then we do things you haven't thought of too. Hang on to your hat. Hang on to your bologna sandwich. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that. And if you think that our days are extra warm and sunny, a pile of toys, a pocket full of money, but no one to fear because we're big and tall. We're never in school because we know it all. It's better than that. More comfy than a secret hideout. By quite a bit, just think of it. It's better than that. We're not smothered like the Beeve and Wally. And if we want a horse, we get a horse, by golly. If we want to play, we get to play with food. If we want to run, we run with scissors nude. It's better than that. It's finer than the fastest bicycle. A 20-speed velocipede. It's better than that. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that.
You got the sheep.
I got the sheep.
You got the germs.
I got the germs.
You got your rats.
Oh yeah, I got your rats.
You got the worms.
Got the worms.
You got the scroaches. You got the scroaches.
Noah,
how you gonna populate the world without the Canfernicky lowing of the scroaches on the edges of the fence? The feelers on their flanks along their wings and up their antlers undulating in the chambers of their underwater dens.
To tell the truth, although they're fairly easy to attract, they're hard to catch, they smell like paint, and they're reported to be mean. Besides their being fast and dumb, they also are destructive, eating fields of purple loosestrife and exuding gasoline.
You got the bears?
Oh, yeah, I got the bears.
How about the bats?
Lots of bats.
Do you remember the moths?
Got the moths.
And you got some rats.
Oh, yeah, rats.
How about the Yunchies?
The Yunchies? Oh, no.
You got the Yunchies.
I didn't get...
Noah, how you gonna populate the world without the transcendental yelping of the Yunchies in the caverns of Belize? The thinsulated bulges of their oscillating bellies making ripples in the undertow below your dungarees.
What good are they? For though they wander glumly to the traps, they make a mess, they're self-important, and they're hard to get to know. Besides their being petulant, they roam across the earth digesting boxcars of plutonium and peeing H2O.
You got the pigs.
Oh yeah, I got the pigs.
How about some voles?
Lots of voles, yeah.
Do you remember the flies?
Yeah, they're flies.
You got the moles.
Yeah, I got the moles.
And the patangas? You got patangas. Noah, how you gonna populate the world without the syncopated gurgle of patangas by the locks along the fox? The hypersonic flutter of their subthoracic nubbins toward pupation in riparian delphiniums and flocks.
What good are they? For though they do adhere to tanglefoot, they are unruly, overbearing, and they feel like lumps of snot. They multiply and devastate the zebra mussel population. Plus they feed on tsetse flies, which bothers me a lot.
You got the flirts.
Yeah, I got what?
Flirt. How about the voobs?
Voobs?
No. Did you bring some quiche?
There are no quiche.
You got the coobs?
No coobs.
And the gadooples.
Gadooples?
What about the peepings?
Peepings?
Noah, how you gonna populate the world without the voobs and coobs and quiche and flugs and peepings and gadooples in the trees? Their symbiotic eloquence while inching up the cambium, descending pentatonically in groups of twos and threes.
What good are they? For though they have their moments, they do nothing but collectively make oxygen where diesel smoke belongs, sporadically ingurgitating PCBs and acid rain. They live to eat the editors of long and silly songs.
Those are a couple of songs by Lou and Peter Berryman, as sung by Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson. We heard It's Better Than That, and then Mr. and Mrs. Noah from a CD called Berrymania by Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson here on Live and Local. On tomorrow's show, I will be welcoming singer Janice Ian, who is going to perform at That's the other thing that's going to be on the program at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on June the 12th. So I think we'll have her on tomorrow's program. And also a couple of representatives of the Sounds of the Prairie Community Band, which is one of the programs of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph. We'll hear all the details on tomorrow's Live and Local, so that'll be tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Here's a song by a woman named Cynthia Hopkins, who writes all the lyrics and music for a group called Gloria Deluxe. She's also the lead vocalist, and then additional contributions from the other members of the band, who are Kristen Mueller, who plays drums, Josh Stark on bass, Philippa Thompson, who plays multiple instruments, Karen Waltuck, who is also a multi-instrumentalist, but particularly viola, and then Cynthia is also on accordion and piano. This song is called Bird Song for the Birds.
Into the desert, into
like so many thrushes, like so many doves, like so many lovebirds, like so many loves. For whom are they singing? For what can it be? Even when no one is there to see, I wanna know. I wanna know how to be symphony just for me. Those cute little birds. They got a book I'm writing, and there's no denying the audience is quickly shrinking.
It's for the birds, just me and the birds.
That's a song from the band called Gloria Deluxe from their CD, and also a theatrical show of the same name called Must Don't Whip 'em, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, or rather this evening. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then they're likely in the afternoon as well. Again, locally heavy rainfall possible tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high about 82 degrees. We're currently at 89 at 5 o'clock. The news is coming up at 5:01 from NPR. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for listening today. Here's a group that was on the show not too long ago playing live because they were in our listening area also not too long ago. They're called the Dust Bowl Revival.
Long time.